From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. economy may not be creating many jobs, but it is finally growing at a decent pace. The Commerce Department said today that the gross domestic product, the overall value of goods and services produced within the U.S., expanded at an annual rate of 2.4% in the second quarter. That's the best the economy has done since last summer, and it raises hopes that the long-awaited recovery might finally be underway. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Most economists had only modest expectations for the economy this time around. The average estimate showed the economy growing by just 1.5%. So when this morning's number came out showing a nearly 2.5% growth rate, many were surprised. Cynthia Latta is principal U.S. economist at Global Insight. She believes there were several factors leading up to the better-than-expected performance.
One of the big factors was a huge increase in defense spending. I think it was the steepest increase since the Korean War. But private spending was pretty strong also. Consumer spending was good. There was spending on equipment, which, of course, has been a really weak spot in the economy. I think most of this strengthening really occurred in June, because up until we started to get numbers on June, everything looked very weak.
Defense spending, a result of U.S. military involvement in Iraq, posted the biggest rise, up more than 44%. The increase probably boosted the GDP number by at least a percentage point. However, even taking out defense spending, the report was pretty positive. Jim Glassman is senior economist at J.P. Morgan.
Everything in this report was stronger than we expected. Consumer spending was stronger than we expected. Construction activity stronger than expected. Home building stronger. So even though a lot of this defense spending was a big part of the upside surprise, the overall demand story is still quite impressive.
The increase in consumer spending surprised some analysts, since recent surveys have pointed to a drop-off in consumer confidence. But the big story in today's report was the increase in business spending, up nearly 7%, its biggest rise in 3 years. Glassman says, even so, the stronger numbers don't necessarily prove the economy has turned the corner.
It's still not good enough, because we know from the quarter that employment declined and unemployment went up. But behind the scenes in those GDP figures, you can see the makings of a much faster, much better performance later this year, because domestic demand was quite strong.
And that seems to be the main message economists took from the government's initial report on second quarter GDP. Many said the stronger than expected report makes it more likely the economy will rebound in the second half of this year. Sungwon Son is chief economist at Wells Fargo.
All the economic policies are very stimulative, the tax cuts, low interest rates, and the weaker dollar. So we should see a pretty healthy economic growth, perhaps exceeding 4% at an annual rate.
The White House also hailed the stronger-than-expected GDP number, though through a spokesman, President Bush said he believes the economy still isn't growing fast enough to create jobs. Economists will get an update on the state of the labor market tomorrow when the government releases its July unemployment report. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.